Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that days off need some structure. While it is tempting to try to do nothing, this tends to result in haphazard email checks and house cleaning. A little strategy can make the time off feel much more meaningful. I recently heard from someone who is facing an interesting but probably not that uncommon situation. She had 2 weeks off between jobs. Her kids would still be in their usual school and childcare arrangements. So she had 2 weeks when she would be mostly free during business hours. She was trying to figure out how to make sure that she felt like she had really enjoyed and made the most of this time, rather than piddling it away. It's a good question. While a two-week trip might be amazing, this is somewhat harder when the kids aren't traveling too. She could, however, maybe do an overnight trip, and she was looking at doing some writing projects, which I thought was a good idea. I thought it was a really good idea to think through this time and to be strategic about it. Because, unfortunately, when many of us are not working, but are at our homes, we see the same responsibilities that we normally face. And so a school day could easily disappear into grocery shopping, returning something to another store, and then sorting through the mail pile. 2 weeks of this might feel unsatisfying, especially when the new job would bring its stressors soon enough. In general, if you've got some amount of time off, I think it helps to do a few things. First, set a few anchor events. Yes, you want to leave a lot of open time to learn what it feels like when time is unstructured and relaxed. But you also want to know that you'll do a few things that you couldn't do while working full-time, or if you had your kids during the day. Schedule these in so you can look forward to them. The day hike, the overnight retreat in the mountains, the matinee show. Really enjoy the anticipation. Then you also want to batch the things that you are going to wind up doing during this time. Because yes, now is a good time to do that dentist appointment, to get your oil changed, to finally pick up that form from the county clerk's office. However, if these things are always options, you'll have a hard time relaxing if you know you should be doing them. Schedule all of them for one Tuesday before 3 p.m., and not only will you get them done, you won't have to worry about them at other points. You know there is a time for doing that annoying errand, and now is not that time. With a few anchor events and a time for batching the little things, your days off will feel satisfying. You'll feel relaxed without worrying that you are wasting your time. You will actually enjoy the open space without worrying that you should be doing something else. If you've ever planned a few weeks off between jobs or maybe before starting a new school program, I'd love to hear how you spent the time. You can let me know at laura@lauravandercam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.